The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Hallelujah. So welcome to Three Persons. And welcome them to service with something very warm, you know. Use your words, not your hand. Say something nice to them this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You might be seated. It's so good to see us. I wasn't here on Thursday. We are out for a meeting. But you are blessed on Thursday, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. So we had a very good time on Thursday here. We also had a very good time where we were. So it's a win-win for everybody. Hallelujah. But we are here with much more fire. Amen. I don't travel for nothing, you know. Every time I travel. And that's one of the things you should have noticed. Don't attend programs for nothing. Attending meetings are expensive. Both financially and otherwise. It will cost you your time. Some of you might have to take a break from work. For instance, the way it's coming now. Some of you take a break from work. Some of you will have to shuttle between work. So no matter how you look at it, it's expensive. And so because of that, you've got to make up your mind that you won't attend in vain. Are you following me? That the results we show. I'm not one like you can't possibly get on my Facebook page. I've been saying this many times. You can't get on my Facebook page or my Instagram page and you see me maybe after a program. I'll post where they were laying hands on me. And you never see that. You know why I don't do that? If you've been impacted, the results will show. Are you following me? Posting the picture will not make the results show. You can tell us you are impacted, we're not seeing the results. The same reason I cannot pray for 10 hours to come and tell you I prayed for 10 hours. If I prayed for 10 hours, the results will show. Are you following what I'm saying now? So I can't go on Facebook and say, I was praying for 10 hours every day. I pray for 10 hours. If you pray for 10 hours every day, then we're going to see it. It will show. We should be able to mark your life pre-10 hours prayer and post-10 hours prayer. That's not you posting it. Amen. So whenever I'm planning, coming for this service now, it's expensive. See how? You either enter the bus or whatever to come, and then you are spending your time is expensive. Is that true? The 2 hours, 3 hours you spend there is expensive. You could have as well been at home to sleep. So when you eventually show up, make sure you don't waste it. Are you following me? Make sure you don't waste it. Make sure it will count for something. That's why if you say sing, sing. If you say dance, if you say receive, receive. If you're preaching, write. If not, you're coming here to waste your time. And in case you don't know, your time is very precious. So take this seriously. God is blessing us. God is increasing us. And it's going to get better for this morning. So I have an instruction from the Lord. Amen. To close the series today. So I got an instruction yesterday. Now I was just praying. Just meditating. Lord said, close the series today. I'll tell you when next to open it up. So I'll see what I can do. Can you see now? But because on Thursday we are starting something else. That will not carry us to Zoe. From Thursday, the Zoe season has opened up. From this Thursday. And when I was making the announcement was when I was just thinking about it for the first time. It's not only on that Thursday that the Zoe prayers is starting. And that's it. The Lord said I started a new series to that effect. So it's not coincidental at all. Right? So just prepare. We're going to have a good time. But today, we'll be talking about helpers of your joy. So let's get to our anchor text. 2 Corinthians 1. Hallelujah. Are you ready to be blessed? 2 Corinthians 1. and verse 24. So Paul writing, he said, not that we have dominion over your faith. He said, but we are helpers of your joy. We are helpers of your joy. So men are helpers of our joy. And you know, I've said this many times. Man is God's method. If you despise man, you despise God. Think about this. Everything you have to do with God, you actually do it with men. To get to God, now, of course, we have direct access to Jesus, so don't misunderstand this. But then, every service that you will do to God, you have to do it through man. Every service. So if you want to serve God, you have to serve men. Now that doesn't mean every service you do for men out there is serving God. No. That's not what it means. But there are certain services you have to do, and God will count it as you are serving him. Are you following me? For instance, Jesus made it very clear. When you serve the saints, you are serving God. Because he told them on that day, some will come and say, you know, to the master will say to some, get to my right, others go to my left. And he will look at people on the right and say, when I was sick, you visited me. Right? When I was in the hospital, you came for me. When I was in the prison, you came for me. And they will wonder, when did we see you sick that we visited you? And he will tell them, well, you did it for any of these my little ones. So whatever you do towards the saints, because they are saints, God counts it like you are doing it to him. So man is God's method. So even though God wants to help your joy, God wants to help you stand strong, he raised men as helpers. For instance, if you read your Bible, Psalm 23 tells us, the Lord is my shepherd. So established, God is our shepherd. But then in Jeremiah 3:15, he said, I will give you shepherds. So the Lord that is your shepherd is saying, I will give you shepherds or pastors. So even though he's our shepherd, but he shepherds us through men. That's why I've said it many times. People that say things like, I don't really have to be serious in church. I can grow on my own. That is the highest deception. And you better be delivered from it very early. Because the Lord that is your shepherd said, I will give you shepherds. And I've heard people argue on Facebook and say things like, Bible says, don't call anybody father. You know, you don't need any spiritual father. Man cannot be my father. I talk to God directly. And that's the problem. You think that having a father or a pastor, that his job is to help you talk to God. That's not his job. You should learn to talk to God yourself. But let's even start with, how do you even know how to talk to God? Who will even teach you how to talk to God? That same God you want to talk to said, I will give you men. Ephesians 4:11 says he gave gifts unto men. So if he gave gifts unto men, it's because you need the gift that he gave. And so what we'll be looking at in this series is the fact that God sets men in our way to help us get stronger. To help us get better in our work with him. And until we begin to maximize those men, we can never rise to the fullness of our potential in God. We can never. I'll take that again. Until we begin to maximize the men that God has given us, we can never, the word is never, rise to the fullness of our potential in God. No matter how much we try. And so, and that's very important. No matter how much we try. Do you know, even when it has to do with giving money, it was, I want to give my money to God. How do you give your money to God? Well, people say, pastors are just collecting people's money. They say we are giving to God and are giving it to pastor. Is pastor God? How else will you give it to God? Now you throw it up to heaven. Are you following me? You don't realize when the Bible said that Solomon offered offerings, right? Let's do the Old Testament. When you bring those your ram and all those your sheep to the Old Testament, and they offer the blood, the ones that are burnt offering, they burn it. They burn everything. The one that is not burnt offering, who takes the sheep and the goats that you bring? It's the priest. just pour the blood to God, the priest eats it. There are some that should not be eaten. Some should be thrown away. Some should be burnt. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Because it is through man, through that priest, that you are reaching God. You know, when they say they bring tithe, when they bring the tithe, who takes the tithe? It's the priest. And that's not stealing. Because they are representing God. Are you following what I'm saying now? For instance, let me talk about giving to the poor. Next Sunday now is love offering. We give that money for the saints in the church. Not for pastor now, not for the church. For the saints. Do you know the Bible says that when you give money to the poor, book of Proverbs, that you are lending to God. Have you seen the Bible? That he that giveth money to the poor, lend God money, and God will pay you back. So when you come into the church and you find people who are not strong, who are not well to do, and you give to them, God said you didn't just give to them, you lent me money. Are you what I'm saying now? He said, he that had pity on the poor, lended unto the Lord. And that which he had given, will he pay him? So he said, it's not the poor that will pay you. It is the one you lend money to that will pay you. Come, are you following what I'm talking about now? Yeah. Which is why the Bible did not say you will reap where you sow. It said you will reap what you sow, not where you sow. So when you give money to the poor cannot pay you. But God sees it like you've lent the money to me, so I'm going to pay you. Are you following me this morning now? And so, you can't actually serve God and walk with God well if you don't understand that he places men on your way to help you on the journey. Give me like an NLT of this verse because I just felt somebody getting a little confused. Said, if you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord and he will repay you. Simple. You are lending to the Lord. So when you hear me say things like, there are people in church that I pay their school fees. There are people in church. You think I'm giving it to those people? I'm not giving it to them. I'm giving it to the Lord. Every time I give it to those people that cannot afford their school fees and I pay their fees for them, the Lord comes to me like, okay, you've lent me money. I will not owe you. I guess what I'm talking about, friends. How you reach God, how you serve God, is true, man. And let me add something to it. How God will reach you is still true, man. Yes. How you reach God is through men. How God will reach you is through men. How you serve God is through men. When God wants to meet you, he will meet you through men. In many ways. You're praying for a healing. Now God could send your pastor, he would lay hands on you and you get healed. He has reached you through a man. You are praying for financial breakthrough. God could send someone to give you money. Or send someone to patronize your business. It's still through men. When you heard that testimony earlier this morning, when the sister testified that someone she didn't know from nowhere gave them a huge financial gift. That was God answering the prayer that I prayed. But come on, God answered that prayer through somebody. So men are helpers of your joy. Are you following what I'm saying now? They want to reach God, it's through man. God wants to reach you, it's through man. So when people say, I don't need anybody in my life, you are actually being deceptive. And no, there is a path I thought I would have gotten to in this series, but God said I should close this. I will not get to that place. Because I would have taken time to explain to us. Maybe next time God tells me to visit this, I'm going to talk about it. How to manage relationships. I wanted to get to that, but let's leave it. Because many of us, the reason we don't have what we are looking for is because we don't know how to manage relationships. Because God brings certain people in your life for certain seasons. Sometimes they come in, you will need them in the next 5 seasons of your life. And you have to keep managing that relationship until that time. But many of us don't know. And something God has been dealing with me on for a very long time. Because, you know, I'm the kind of person, my wife will tell you, I like staying on my own. Generally. I don't have anybody. I don't talk to any. I can stay for a full year. Sometimes 5 years, I've not visited any human being. And I'm not feeling bad. Are you following the point? Like nobody. Nobody. Sometimes I wonder, what kind of man did I marry? I don't go anywhere. Read your Bible, pray every day, sleep. But that's not the best, though. So God can deal with me on that for some time now. Because at the end of the day, if you don't know how to service, now I'm not talking about, that's why I'm not going to get into it. But let me just make a statement. There's a difference between managing relationships and ass licking. You know what I'm saying now? Ass licking. That's what I said. Should I say it again? You think I made a mistake? I know what I said. Where you just begin to worship people and take shit from them because who knows, this one can be my destiny helper tomorrow. The man that God will send to help you will not match on your head. Yeah, that's the truth. But there are two different things. We are trying to talk to people and then they're just doing a lot of rubbish with you. Except the Lord say, because it depends on the relationship. That's why I say I won't get to it. It takes us a long time. If I am pursuing someone that is higher than me in ministry now, and I am sure God says I should follow you, any attitude you give me does not matter. There are two different things. If you like, if I come to your office, tell me to sit outside. I'll sit outside on the floor. Those are two different things. But if I'm trying to get close to you as a friend, I'll manage your relationship. But don't despise relationships. Don't despise relationships. I have a friend who shared with me how he ran into big trouble. Big trouble and went to jail. Went to prison. It was relationship that brought him out. Because he has sold all his properties. Nothing could help the case. A man just said, I like you. Are you getting the point? Not only brought him out, but bounced him back. When he came out, the man said, I like you. He came out. The man said, I will start you off again. He gave him a contract that he didn't have to do. So do it so that you can stand again. Now, God uses men for us. But you that have been thinking that you are whatever, that you are not. And on your spiritual journey, you really can't get it right by yourself. You can't. I was sharing this with my wife recently. Was it my wife also? One of the greatest things, when you look at the story of Job, many of you think that what devil did to Job was just that he took his business. He took his business. He made him sick. That wasn't the biggest thing he did to Job. There is a spell of disfavor that the devil cast on Job. Let me explain it to you. If you are rich like Job, you have many rich friends. So when you become broke, it will be very easy for those rich friends to come around and give you money and you bounce back again. Are you aware? Simple. That's why the rich keeps getting rich. Because even when they are broke, they have, for instance, if you need 100 million now, you might not have anybody to call. But if a rich man needs it, he knows who to call. But how come Job became sick and became broke and nobody showed up? And how did you come about this spell of this favor thing? By the time we get to chapter 42, how did Job bounce back? His friends and relatives came back and gave him money. Yes. The Bible said they gave him gifts. Gifts. The Bible said the Lord gave Job 12,000 pounds. We had continued. Next verse. And there came unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before. So people that had been of his acquaintance before now came back. They were not there. The Bible said they did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money. And everyone an earring of gold. So they would have still given him the money all the while and he will be fine. Let me say this. I'm not talking about prosperity today, but let me make a statement. You see, if people give you money, it's not because they have. It's not because you're a good person. It's because God has favored you. Yes. Because people can have and not give you. And I say this to pastors. The thought that if you are pastoring a church that has rich people, that you'll be rich, is a lie. You can pastor a church that has rich people and you'll be broke. It is the Lord that turns the heart of men to look towards you. I know people, some of you come from some of those churches. You know your priests and your pastors. You see how broke they are, how they're struggling. And you see the rich people in church. They don't remember them. What the pastor has to do is to release his faith. Because it is God that will talk to people to give to you. Look at Job. So all his friends had money all the while. But they didn't show up. Until when that captivity turned, they said, oh, it's even true. Where is Job, self? So the devil can make people forget you. Are you guys following me this morning at all? Make them forget you. They want to patronize someone for business, they forget you ever doing the business. But that thing is changing, Because God will not leave me to talk about it for nothing. If you are struggling with that season of disfavor, that thing is lifted right now. Upon you now, the favor of God is resting upon you mightily. That season of disfavor is gone this moment. And that blessing and the mercy of God known as favor rests upon you now in the name of Jesus. Say, I carry the favor of God. Say, the honor of God is upon me. Say, I carry God's favor. I carry God's favor. And as many of you have been in that season of disfavor, where it looks like people even forgot you. It looks like they could help, but they don't want to. Sometimes you even reach out, they don't remember you. It's coming to an end now. Take 1 minute and just pray. Just sense that flow in the Holy Ghost. That's not my teaching today. Pray. The Lord is bringing his favor upon you. He's bringing his favor upon you. The favor of God is causing men to favor you. It's causing men to favor your business. Oh, yes. In Jesus' name we pray. It's done. That siege is broken. You know what that tells you? That people don't patronize your business because you are the best seller. It's God's favor. I'm telling you the truth. Because all these guys had the money all the while and they didn't remember Job. But verse 10 said, the Lord turned his captivity. Where the Lord turned that captivity in the spirit, verse 11, then I said, oh, where is Job? Let's even give him money. It looks like all of them had a meeting. Many of you are coming to that season. Because it will look like everybody had a meeting to favor you. I'm telling you. It looks like they all had a meeting to buy from you. People that have been passing your shop for, and I say, we didn't know you are here. Or I've always been planning to come here. I've always been planning. But now something begins to attract them. Something begins to draw them. Something begins to pull them. In the name of Jesus. Many of the Lord has said to you, some of you that have goods in your business, some people that have goods, they've stocked up. This week, you are selling out. Completely. And some of you will come with that testimony on Sunday. You've stocked up this week by the anointing. You are selling out completely. Because it will look like there was a meeting. Everybody begin to rush towards you. Yes. Begin to rush towards you. Bible said all his brethren. So Job had brethren. Job had sisters. But do you realize when Job was sick, only 4 friends visited him. It's a spell of disfavor. Only 4 friends. So no brother came. No sister came. No business partner came. Only 4 friends. Only 4 friends.
But when the captivity turned, all of them, there was no phone. But it looked like they sent mail to all of them. And said, start going to Job's house. So when one came, he met the other. The other one came and said, ah, you are here too. You are here. I don't know why I just came. I just felt like coming today. And I brought money too. Oh, you also brought money. But I said, everyone gave him money too. Every man gave him gold. Gold is the highest asset. Apart from real estate. Even till now, Sha. Everyone gave him gold. Now, look, money and gold. Now, he didn't say some gave him money, some gave him gold. What's the intentionality of the power of God? Every man gave him money. Every man gave him gold so that you cannot doubt that it was supernatural. So, it looked like they had a meeting. That kind of meeting is holding in the spirit about you now. I don't know if you believe what I'm saying this morning. Because it's going to happen to you. You will have orders you cannot handle this season. In this season, you have orders you cannot handle. And you will put yourself out there one more time. But it will begin to attract attention. I saw someone's business between November and December, someone's post going viral on the internet. I saw it in the spirit. And the person is in this service. The person is in this church. The person is hearing me now. When it happens, you remember I said it. It will be a casual post, but it will go viral. It will run in thousands and thousands. It will bring in multiple sales. Because the Lord has got his favor to rest upon you now. In the name of Jesus. And if you believe that, step into it already. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Men will favor you. Men will favor you. Men will look favorably towards you. God's man. You know, the Lord said unto Paul, he said, that city you are going to. He said, no, but nothing is going to happen to you. He said, because I have many men in that city. I'm going to say to somebody, I have many men in this city. May your men locate you. God's men for me. God's men for me. I have many men. I have much men in this city. And I'm hearing that from the Holy Ghost again. No harm shall come near your business. Not because you will pray too much, but because I have men in this city. I have men in this city. You will do well because I have men in this city. You will flourish because I have men in this city. I have men in this city. Pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment. Oh, yes. Hear this. In Jesus' name. So, God said to Paul, look at it on the screen. I am with thee, no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. Think about that. Now, not because I'm going to release angels. Not because I will send my power from above. But because I have much people in this city. So, the more men God puts for you in a city, the more protected you are. Next time you get into trouble, many men will be available. Let me even say this to you by the Holy Ghost. Every season you are getting into, every place you are entering, God doesn't send you to a place without putting men there ahead of time. So one of the confessions you can begin to make as you get into a new city or any new place, begin to declare, Father, let my men recognize me. Our paths will cross. That's why you get into a place, you just find somebody speaking for you. Saying, I'm interested in this case. This is my case. Give me this case. Yes. So next time you get into a new department in your workplace, there are men that God has put there before he sent you there. So he said, I am with thee. No man shall set on thee to hold thee, for I have much people in this. Give me like NLT. Like NLT. He said, I am with you. No one will attack and harm you. For many people in this city belong to me. God has been in every city for me. You want to say that? God has been in every city for me. Ah, come on. Talk like your voice. Just say, God has men in every city for me. Say, before I come in, they're already waiting. Yes. So that if you got a new shop, or you're thinking of getting a new shop for your business, a new location, there are men already waiting in that place. I'm telling you by the Holy Ghost. So where we are going to now as a church, our venue for our church from next month now, there are men already waiting there. Yes. That's why you find that somebody is trying to steal from the property. Another person is also going to say, catches him. So you will not take this thing here. He said, why? It's your business. It's my business. I like how we used to carry their machines. So you're not going to take anything. That's God's man. That's God's man. You may not know them from anywhere. I've had many of those testimonies in this church. People will tell you, you know, one of our sisters had a court case. Somebody just bought the case. No pay. Out of our brother, you know, in this place, did something with the bank, was about being defrauded. There were a lot of delays. I'm talking about tens of millions. And one man just bought the case by himself, was going to the bank himself, confronting the bank without pay. Went to Abuja, came to Enugu, went to everywhere until the thing came out. Talk about God's man. Help us of your joy. And they exist. Don't despise men, oh. May God raise men for you. God has raised men for you, actually. May you recognize those men. May they recognize you too. And one of the things the devil can do to people is to put hatred, or to put, you know, hatred or so in the heart of people that God has sent to you, towards you. So one God has sent to help you, they just say, I just don't like him. I don't like him. But that thing is ending. From now, God's favor will cause everybody to favor you. Now hear what the Lord said to me. This has been on my mind strongly for weeks now. I'm surprised how I have not said it. God has men for you. Don't, you know, I've been trying to limit this teaching to spiritual growth, but I just feel God is saying I should talk about it. It's not in my notes at all. I've not actually said a word from my notes. But let me say this. God has men for you. That's somebody I'm talking to. Don't make the mistake of Haman. You know Haman in the Bible? Do you know Haman? There was somebody called Mordecai. Who was Mordecai? Mordecai was Esther's uncle. The Lord put it very strong in my heart, and I didn't know I was talking about it today. Mordecai was Esther's uncle, who at the time was a nobody. An absolute nobody. The Bible said the entire city, Haman was a big man. He was the second in command. Everybody honored Haman. Apart from Mordecai. Do you understand? Mordecai didn't greet him. Like, this was a nobody that sat at the gate of the king. Like, but he didn't greet him. He didn't rep him. And Haman was obsessed with one Mordecai that didn't greet him, that didn't honor him, and ignored the honor of the entire city. I feel what I'm saying now. That obsession is what killed Haman. He was so obsessed. Why won't this guy greet me? So he began to plot evil. He began to plot evil. He began to arrange evil. He planned to wipe out the entire Jews because one man was not giving him attention. Bible says when Haman saw Mordecai in the gate, that he stood not up nor moved. But everybody honored him. The Lord said I should talk about this. Don't make that mistake. Now, the fact that God is sending men for you doesn't mean everybody will dance towards you. Don't ignore the many people that are doing, working for you and honoring you and favoring you, that, and then focus on one person that doesn't want to notice you. Don't do that. Because that hate for Mordecai was what destroyed him. So the honor of the entire city was not enough for him. He just needed the honor of one man. Are you following what I'm saying now? The man that will not work for you, let him go. Sometimes it's not necessary for your journey. Sometimes, even if it's necessary for your journey, he doesn't know yet. Later he will come around. Don't make that mistake. Are you following me, friends? Don't make that mistake. God has sent men for you. So you get back to business. Everybody's actually giving you faith. Everybody's working for you. But there's one person that doesn't like you. Don't hate on the person. Don't fight the person. Don't even notice the person. Notice the men that are honoring you. The men that are putting favor on you. Notice them. Every lecturer likes what I do. There's this one lecturer. Just one lecturer that doesn't like. It's fine. Because come to think of it, Mordecai was a nobody. It was that hatred that made him somebody. Actually. It was just a human being that sits at the gate. Gate man. Yes. But why would he greet me? When I come to church, I know that a lot of people here that love me, that honor me. Now, if there are one or two people who don't like me, who don't honor me, I'm not obsessed with you. I'm not, if you don't greet me, but 20 people greet me, bye-bye. But one thing the Lord will make sure of is that there will be more people working in your favor than people working against you. So that you will get to ignore those people working against you and focus on people working. Are you following me this morning, friends? That's what the Lord will make sure of. There will be more people. Because the Lord said to Saul, I have much men in that city. He didn't mean Paul didn't mean trouble there. He meant trouble there. But the focus was, focus on the men I have in the city. Forget about people that are troubling you. God's favor has come. I say, God's favor has come. And let me say this. I don't always talk like this. But if you really believe in this calling, you will testify. Because I spoke everything I said in the past few minutes by the Holy Ghost. Believe in this calling, you will testify. People will begin to work for you. People will begin to patronize you. People you don't know will begin to cooperate with you. There will be partnerships that you never saw coming. That when they propose it, you will think it's scam. Yes, because God has come, but he has come as man. Men will show up. Men will show up for you. At the point you are about to lose your job, some men will show up. Ah, yeah, yeah. I say no. Is it this one? It will not happen. I just said the Lord said I should say this. If in any area of your life, if you're a student here, and you are going for a scholarship, please lift your hands. You're going for any scholarship. Because I saw that scholarship thing. I don't know if this will happen in the second service. I don't know. I just sense very strongly. Pushing for any scholarship, lift your two hands. In the name of Jesus, may that favor of God bring that scholarship your way. You will be preferred. You will be preferred. You will be preferred. You will be preferred. I saw different scholarships in the spirit. I saw fully paid. Your file will not be lost. Your file will not be missing. You'll be preferred. If applied already, begin to dance. Something good is coming. Scholarships. I saw somebody get two. Because I heard the Lord said, I will give you options. Those scholarships are here.
imagine someone apply with a company, a multinational company. And some of you apply to study abroad. The scholarships are here now. You don't have to lobby for it. You don't have to fight for it. You don't have to cut corners for it. By the hand of the Lord, you are receiving it already. I saw master scholarship, PhD scholarships, PhD scholarships. It's coming your way already now. In the name of Jesus, fully funded scholarships. And may the Lord do this. May the Lord confirm His word. And you return to your testimony. And many of the Lord is saying, I put this in the matter of pastor to tell you that I'm in it. I heard from the Lord. I put it in pastor's mouth to tell you that I'm in it. So begin to pray and fight with these words. It will not be long. We'll read your testimony. Either here or in Supernatural Hub. But it will not be long. We will read your testimony. Lord has done it. Men are working for you. Let's give Him praise in this place. Oh yes. Lift your hands and bless Him. Lift your hands and your voice. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Bless Him, bless Him, bless Him, bless Him. Oh, what love You have lavished on me, a model to be called Yours, to share Your image divine. What an honor to be ordained and anointed, to be Your man and Your scepter, dancing the rhythm of Your heart. Say, Father, Father, oh.
Oh,
There's an opening in this place. The Lord said I should continue with this flow. Woo. Oh, what I don't know, what I don't know.
What I don't know. To be your dead and anointed. To be your man and your center. Dance in the rhythm of your heart.
Of Lot. God sent Abraham to him. And he didn't realize that Abraham was God's man. When he began to see small prosperity, he began to compete with Abraham. God's men will forever remain God's men to you. You can't compete with them. You can't compete with them. You can't. So he went into Sodom because he felt like, what does Abraham have that I don't have? So they went their separate ways, and from that day, trouble till the last day, till he became a mark of an abomination upon the earth. And that's why by the time you read, if you check your Bible, if you check Hebrew 11, you're not going to find Lot there. You won't. Abraham was discussed, but not Lot. Not Lot. Isaac was discussed. Abraham, but not Lot. Because he missed that connection. Yes. And let me say this to you by the Holy Ghost. Also be careful to recognize when God sends you as someone's man. I feel what I'm saying now. There are people that the Lord says to me, I've sent you to be their man in this problem, in this time. He tells me, stand until they fight, they get it done. Yes. Until they get it done. That's why you can see me start away for people through the night. Sometimes God says to me, this girl is struggling to get an admission. I remember those days when I had a lot of my people that didn't get admission. The Lord said, this one, make sure she gets admission. So you see, some of them, I even had to call them at home to teach them. Apart from praying for them, teach them what I knew. Teach English, teach maths. But the Lord has said, make sure this one gets it. Be wise to know when God sends you as people's men. I feel what I'm saying now. Be wise to know. There are some of you that are here that are doing business. The Lord will point people to say, you see that particular sister, raise her. Train her in your skill. Don't collect anything from her. Do it for her. Be wise to know when God sends us people's men. Because man, God's way is men. The way we serve him is through men. The way he reaches us is through men. So let me say this to you. Right away you are standing, you are an answer to somebody's prayer. And be wise to understand it. What I just spoke to, talking about, the Lord said that many of you is putting it in your heart. That there are skills have giving you in this place. He said, and I'm saying to some of you that Lord is telling it in your heart. He said, pick some people and train them in that skill in this place for free. He said, because to them you are their man. I just said that from the Holy Ghost very clearly. You are their man. For free. Sister, I'm only trained me for free. Nobody, yes, the Lord is saying, you are their man. And if you have that instruction, the Lord will point those people out to you. He will. Why are that people like that today? Till today, the Lord says, you are there. See, there's a particular girl. It's a young girl, you know, a daughter to a mentor of mine. I didn't plan to do that. But then I went to see that my mentor entered there. The daughter, the first one that came out, small girl, primary six at the time. The Lord said, you have to make sure this one goes to school. I get the point. And it's been like that. To the glory of God. She tried to join like next year. I was saying, make sure she goes to school. She was in primary six then. So every time it's my coming. When I married my wife, I told her, you see this one, the Lord said, so until she's done, I'm not done. The Lord said, make sure. And when the Lord said that, I asked the mother what school you want to put her. They mentioned one very big school. The Lord said, let her go there. Don't stop anything. Be wise to know where your people's men. I get what I'm saying. And there are some of you that have some knowledge, even spiritual, God will tell you, I want you to guide this one. This is just so that she can pick up her prayer life. Do it. Be wise knowing God has set you as people's men. And this one, help her get strong. Help her get strong. Sometimes you see me in church and I just pick up my tab and start writing. Sometimes what I'm writing sometimes is God is showing me, do this one for this one. Talk to this one about this. Help this one come out from this. Help this one handle this. Because I am God's man. Much as God has meant for me, I'm also God's man to somebody. How many of you believe what I'm saying this morning? You are God's man to someone. I'm God's man to someone. Scratch that. I'm God's man to many. And hear what the Lord said. By the time you begin to become faithful with one person, God will show you. That thing will multiply. I've said this many times. There are cases that there are kinds of people that come into this ministry at different seasons. Yes. There was a particular case. Some of my ministers began asking me at the time, what's happening? Why are these people always coming to this church? And the Lord said, it's because I sent the first person to handle the person well. He said, I'll keep sending them for a particular season. Because God sent those people. That's why if God sends a broken woman, a broken man to you, help the person. Be the man that God has sent for them. What you find out is when you do that, don't be surprised. Two things. People with that kind of case will keep coming. Number two, resources to do it will keep flowing. Not just financial, even anointing. The anointing to do it will keep flowing. And I was telling mom recently, that was 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I said, there's a particular case that I've been repeating around this ministry. I told you that. I said, Lord said, there's an anointing he's giving us for that. Now the thing is this, when you find there are people coming around you, when God says, be a man, do it. Once you do it, the resources for that increases. Are you following what I'm saying now? It increases. I'm God's man. So I'm a helper of someone's joy. And men are helpers of my joy. So don't despise men. Both people that you have to help and people that are there to help you. And for real, what an honor to be God's man. What an honor to be God's man. What an honor that God could want to reach someone. That someone could pray and God said, my answer for you is Chinedu. Imagine that. That's an honor. Talk will fast for 7 days. The Lord said, oh, my answer is ending. Ohele is my answer. What an honor. That I can be God's answer to someone. You will not miss your men. Both people you are meant to help and people that are meant to help you. I'm not going to preach again today. I'm just done. The Lord said I should just stop there. Then second service, I'll preach my message. So I encourage you, join the second service. Yes, I don't know what it is. Join the second service. Stay back for it if you can. Hallelujah. So immediately, seeing stone for Job, his friends began to come.
You know what that tells you? I've said it again. There are not many good things that happen on earth coincidentally. Not many good things. You walk into places, men already waiting. And even if you're listening to me, you're in a foreign land, you're in another country, another state, hear what I'm going to say. Before you got there, God has put his men there for you. May you find them. And I'm not talking about men that will make you compromise. People that will say, you know, sleep with me or give me money or what have you. No. God's men. They can show up with small things. And mean you. And so that's how you know it is God. Is that when that season is over, they stop showing up in your life. And they won't demand anything. Once that season is over, they stop showing up. I've had people like that. What an honor to be ordained and anointed,
to be your man and your center, dancing the rhythm of your heart.
Say what an honor, what an honor,
what an honor
to be ordained,
to be ordained and anointed.
We heard in this last meeting when one of the ministers was sharing with us how in the early days of their ministry the wife was pregnant and they had hospital bills to pay. They were expecting their child and they just prayed and they were believing God, and the lady they've not spoken to in a very long time just called and said, sorry sir, is your wife pregnant? And he said, yes, he's pregnant. So okay. I just wanted to know. And ended the call. After some days, called back and said, please send me your account number. The Lord said I should, you know, pay for the hospital bills. He said he sent it and the money was paid. But that's not the catch. The same lady kept sending that money every month for 11 years. Every month for 11 years. Like salary. I follow what I'm saying now. What can send men? And I've had those kind of testimonies a lot. What can send men? And some of you can be somebody's man. No, you are. My pastor is God's man to me. So most of the impartation you are receiving, I got from him. And I am God's man to you. You are also God's man to someone. There are people you have to disciple. There are people you have to raise. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Yes. It's a chain. Men are sent to us. We are sent to men. Are you following me this morning at all? It's a chain. Men are sent to us. We are sent to men. It can show up in it. It can show up in finances. It can show up in anything. Maybe I will also share this testimony for people that are maybe young here, trying to go for admission. One of the speakers was sharing with us how he gained admission into medical school. He said when he showed the way he told his father his jam score, I has gained admission to medical school. The father said, wow, what a brilliant young man that will not go to school. Not because he hated him. There was no money anywhere. Are you following me? I'm talking to you about God sending men your way. What a brilliant young man that will not go to school. That's all. But the catch is this. A few months before then, he had wandered into his pastor's office and he saw Kenneth Hagin materials. I told pastor, who is this man? He said, it's Kenneth Hagin. He said, can I read? He said, every day he will go to the office every day. As a secondary school, and sit down and read those materials, you know, faith, feed the spirit. So when the father said he will not go to school, he told the father plainly, I will go to school, you will not have a part in it. He said, it was when he said it to the father that he had insulted the man, so he now laid down and said, I'm sorry, sir.
but it was a spirit of faith. Then what happened is, days you are counting down to when the acceptance fee, whatever, will close down. And here was he in church one day, and the pastor just called him and said, "You're going to lead prayer in midday service." He said, "I lead prayer. I've never led prayer before." So you will lead prayer. And he was so scared, so he went to pray. And the Lord gave him scriptures and all of that. And he came as a small boy. Imagine about as a stripper, just finished as a strip. He led the prayer so powerfully. And when he finished, a man saw him at the back and held his hand. I said, that was a powerful prayer session. He said, okay. So I've never heard a more powerful prayer session like that. He said, he said, "I'm very serious." And I held his hand and said, "There is a contract I'm expecting." He said, "When it comes, I'll give you 10% of the money." He said, the prayer point changed. Every day, engineer this must get the contract. You know, in this story, the pastor is a helper too. Because God put it in his heart to tell that young man to lead prayer. That I'm talking about following well. Because had he disobeyed that instruction, he would have missed out of that miracle. And he would not say God didn't answer him. He's not following me this morning at all. So he said after the whole thing, you know, he was waiting. A day to the closing of this thing, the man showed up in their house. I was talking with the father. He said he was outside waiting. He said, "I know this is what you came here to. Tell me what you came here to talk about." And as he was talking, he said, "Yes, where is?" He called the young man, came. He said, "He came in." He said, he was right at the door waiting for him to be called. Well, he was so sure that faith has worked. So he pulled out the money, and it was, you know, the money for the acceptance fee at then was 19,800. He needed 100 naira to transport himself from home to the office to pay and 100 naira back. What the man gave him was 20,000. God was that intentional. He said he held it. The whole street could remember him running around the street with the money, shouting. God sends men. Are you following me, friends? And be somebody's man too. And accept when God sends men, open up to them. And I'm praying, there is no disfavor upon you. You will see men, you recognize them. They will also recognize you. You won't miss your men. You won't miss your men. If I had time, I would have shown you. Paul had such men everywhere. And different times in his letters, he would say, "This one refreshed my spirit." When he was in prison, people came through. He got to a time, he told the Philippian church, "You guys send help again and again." So the Philippian church was such people to Paul too. And he was also that kind of man to many people. He helped many grow spiritually. He even helped them financially. In fact, in Acts 20, he said that all the people that came with him, he personally fed all of them. So Paul was God's man to people. Men were also God's men to him. Both for spiritual and physical needs. You won't miss your men. You'll find your men. This week will be many testimonies. I saw in the spirit there will be divine orchestrations. Meetings that God has planned. And that's what the Lord is saying to you specifically. There are relationships you need to go back and service. Hide from the Lord. Some of them are work relationships that you've despised. Service them. However, whatever God puts in your heart, it might even be, what do I mean by service them? It might be a regular new moon test. Happy new moon, sir. I feel what I'm saying now. I'm not saying you can start saying, "Sir, give me money." No. Maybe a regular new moon test. Happy new moon, sir. Or, you know, that somebody already said, I should say to you, the favor somebody gave you last time, you didn't appreciate the person for it. And I'm giving it as a correction now. Go do that after the service. Pick your phone. "Good evening, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't get back to you after the last time. Thank you. The gift really came in handy. May I be anything small. Follow whatever God tells you after this meeting. God has positioned men in every place. And they will come through for you. Lift your hands, let's bless him again. So what an honor to be your day. Oh yes.
To be a man and your center.
Woo!
That's in the rhythm of your heart.
Somebody, Father.
Come to an end. So if you hear testimonies of how God began to prosper Pastor Henry, but this is actually the story. 2020, I began to get calls from people that have followed me for long, that have traveled, that some of them are outside the country. They'll just call. I've been thinking of reaching you. I can see the point. One of the cases, I made a post on Facebook. Person saw the post and full message me on Messenger. Where have you been? I've been trying to reach you. Just that post. I said, I've been here. He said, you've been a blessing. You know, those days in school, you are there for us. And what was I believing God for then? I didn't have a house. Are you following me? And I kept praying, believing God. I didn't have a place of staying. Top season. But man is God's method. And they began to show up. Some of them, I'm going to send you this. I began to receive gifts in foreign currencies. Men. And you don't have to lobby for them. I told you, if anybody ever does anything for you, it's God that puts it in people's heart. I'm telling you, it's not because they have. It is not, don't ever forget this. And I said, and that's why I'm going to correct some of you. Start praying and start releasing your faith. Stop thinking that because people have money, they will give it to you. It's a lie. And it's not even begging. If you beg, they give to you as a beggar. You give beggars 10 naira, 15 naira, 100, that's what they give beggars. Are you what I'm talking about? God can put it in people's hands. Because people can have in your house. Don't you have uncles and aunties that are rich? They don't even remember you. And you're like, uncles are bad. No. Try what I'm going to say. Release your faith. You will see. The Bible said concerning Mordecai, the king couldn't sleep. Now, look at where I'm going. I'll just say this. I'm close. Listen. Mordecai did something. Do you know what Mordecai did for the king? Mordecai uncovered a coup. They were about to kill the king. But the guy uncovered that plot and announced it, and the king was saved. Yes, the king didn't do anything for him. People are not good to you because you are good.
Oh, what an honor. People are not good to you because you are good, though. If not, you will die of bitterness. I keep helping people, they'll never remember me. I'm telling you why. On that night, could not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of records of the Chronicles. Next verse. Give me NLT. Read it to everybody with NLT. In those records, he discovered an account of how Mordecai had exposed the plot of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the eunuchs who guarded the door. They had plotted. How can someone plot to assassinate you and he was so uncovered and you did not do anything to assist the person? It's not following me at all. Do you know what produced this? The king could not sleep. They fasted in Esther chapter 4. If I perish, I perish. If you don't have fast. Yes. That night the cook couldn't sleep. He said, can't sleep. Now I see the next verse, verse 3. What reward or recognition did we ever give Mordecai for this? The king asked. His attendant replied, nothing has been done for him. Not like this, when Joseph interpreted that guy's dream in the prison, the guy went to the palace, Joseph even begged him, please remember me. The guy said, okay. It's what followed me this morning. People are not good because you are good. Let's actually emphasize that very close. People are good to you because God has put his favor upon you and has caused them to remember you. That will not be your testimony from now. He said, what have we done to this guy? Or for this guy? Nothing. So indeed, you can finish training people in school and they forget you. Not necessarily because they are bad people. The devil can make that happen. Make you will not be noticed. Are you following me, friends? You've got to learn not to start picking offense with people, to start dealing with real issues. Get to prayer. Speak God's favor upon you. And I've spoken it now. From now, many doors will now open up. Many channels will now open up. What did you ever do for this guy? Nothing. And that's why people die of bitterness and anger. I've been helping many people. They don't remember me. And this is my uncle has money. This is my friend. He blew. He left me. That's the point. The reason is this, and I'm going to say this. The reason is this. When you put your faith, your attention, why is Jeremiah not giving money? Shall I know you got $1 million recently? Why is he not giving? You know what? You've made the channel the source. Focus on the source. He will reach the channel. I feel I'm saying now. Just release your faith. Pray, release your faith. Then God will talk to people for you. Sometimes he can lead you to talk to someone. I get what I'm saying. But you will pray the people. God will send your men. He will send your men. I've said many things this morning. Whichever one that hits you. And I just preached fully by the Spirit. My second service, you find that I didn't actually open my notes at all. I didn't see a word from the notes. Are you following me? Were you blessed? Were you blessed? You begin to testify from now. Many of God's men are rushing your way. And many of you become God's men to people. God's men to many people. God's men to people. So that, that's the joy. If I look at some of you, I say you are doing well spiritually, and I remember where you were before I met you. That's the joy. I'm happy I was God's man to you, and I am God's man to you. That same way financially, some of you academically. Sometimes when people graduate from this church and they are happy, I'm not just happy because they graduated. I'm happy because I was part of the process. I could be God's man to them. Some of you I remember praying you into school. Supporting you through school. Be God's man to people. And then be open for the men God will send your way. They will play a lot of roles in your life. Lift your hands. Let's just sing that song like 3 more times. Oh, yes. Oh, what a love you have. Yes, come on.
I'll be a model to be called yours. man and your center, dancing the rhythm of your heart.
Shout the voices. Are you in this service? Can we rejoice in the Holy Ghost? God spoke to you. That's how you know. Holy Ghost service. God was just picking the thoughts in people's heart and putting it in my mouth, and we spoke it forth. So are you going home with something? Something to act on. Something to believe God for. Something to release faith for. It's getting better. Make sure you testify. Because it will happen as it has been said. In Jesus' name. Bless your heart. Have your seat. Good morning and welcome.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.